On Good Friday, St. Anne's Episcopal Church has a very interesting musical service in the evening. With me in the studio is their Associate Rector, Joe Pagano. Welcome. Nice to see you.
That's good to see you. Thanks.
And also Ernie Green, who has put together an interesting Bach pastiche oratorio for that evening. Nice to see you, Ernie, as well.
It's good to see you.
So let's talk about the genesis of this. Joe, how did this come about?
Conversation with Ernie, we had been talking about what we could do on Good Friday. We've been doing the Seven Last Words for several years now. We are trying to think of a way in which we could use the St. John Passion narrative, because in our Episcopal prayer book, the Good Friday service is actually based around the St. John's Passion. And Ernie said, maybe I can do something with Bach.
So you began with the St. John Passion and you came up with something quite different.
As the music director there, my choir loves to sing this music, and we have a really wonderful group of singers that like to sing it for these services. And so looking at the St. John Passion, what became very clear is that there were certain sections where Bach's congregation in 1724 or 25 would have sung those parts as part of the meditation. So you have sections of the gospel that in Bach's setting were sung, but in other settings might have been read. So then the congregation would have sung a hymn. So I wanted to retain that so that the congregation was participating, and then leave some of the arias and choruses in as meditations on the story as it unfolded. So the idea was to talk to Joe and Amy. We talked about putting this together and finding a way to make it so that this wasn't a concert, this wasn't a musical performance, but it was using that music to support the liturgy for that day.
You're doing this in English or in German?
Both. So the parts that the congregation sings, we've translated into English so that they get to sing these hymns. The sections where the chorus is using it or the soloists are using it as a meditation, we'll do those in German because the translations just for this particular set of texts just do not translate.
What struck me when you said you were creating a pastiche of Bach's music from other works is that Bach was in Leipzig for a long time, and we have 2.5 passions, so he's not a person who repeated himself all that much, and I assume something happened on all those Good Fridays and all those years in Leipzig.
He was there 26 years.
Right, so there must have been years when this kind of solution would have been undertaken.
And I think that the real important thing is the involvement of the congregation in this music. These pieces were not museum pieces. They were not concert pieces. They were pieces that were designed to be integrated into worship.
Ernie's idea that the music is something that's going to involve our congregation more deeply in this liturgy is something that Amy and I are just, of course, really excited and thrilled about.
Well, I think the power of the chorale is astonishing. Luther figured it out like 500 years ago, and I think it still works. So this should be a very interesting evening. This is the Good Friday service at St. Anne's Episcopal, and it's starting at
7 p.m.
7 p.m. on Good Friday. And my guests are Joe Pagano, who is the associate rector. And I should mention Amy Richter, who is your wife, who is the rector.
That is correct.
And thank you very much for coming down. And Ernie Green, who is music director at St. Anne's. Thank you very much for being here as well.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.